with you on a Wednesday at Hank FM. And
this is why we can't have
that are unfortunately always with us. It's why we can't have nice things. Got several food related why we can't have nice things, dum dums. And we'll start in lovely Houston, Texas, in a lawsuit against Whataburger. Demary Ardell Wilson went to Whataburger in July of 2024 and said, though he ordered specifically no onions on his hamburger, it showed up with onions. And as a result, Demary says he sustained, quote, serious personal injuries that required medical care.
Dear.
Whataburger declined to comment on the complaint, which was filed over there in April, and it's looking to go to trial soon, as Wilson is seeking monetary relief more than $250,000.
Oh.
Claiming that Whataburger was negligent since it knew or reasonably should have known the danger of including onions. Does not appear in any court document, though, that Mr. Wilson is in any way allergic to onions. It just seems he doesn't like them.
Dum, 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 dum.
You ever walked by the parking lot at Lowe's and thought, that might be a good place to move? Well, me either, but apparently it is an option. Police in Slidell, Louisiana, discovered a man lying on his back in a shed at the big box store. But he may not have it home, but he did have his phone. Yeah, clothes. Yeah, he didn't have any of those either. Yeah, he was minding his own business, butt naked and watching YouTube. Yeah, this is still not a legal incident. He's now facing obscenity charges.
You really do have everything there.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to Burger King. And this approved in a Florida district court. Now a class action lawsuit against Burger King over how they depict the iconic Whopper hamburger, specifically on television, compared to how it really looks once you order one and gets in your hand.
Ruh-roh.
The lawsuit now spans 13 states, and there are about 19 plaintiffs in growing. So you can, it's Coleman versus Burger King Corporation, and it's being heard in the U.S. District Court for Southern District of Florida on the size of the Whopper. Why this is a news flash to anybody that it nothing looks like it does on the menu, I don't know. Well, no doubt the king can probably prevail.
Dum, 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 dum.
So picture it. You get out of jail. You've done your time. You're a free man. So what are you going to do? Yeah, the answer we're looking for is not to commit more crime. Allegedly, Manuel Palomino was arrested after breaking free from the clink when police found him breaking into several cars, including their very own squad cars right outside. Back behind bars he went with charges of attempted vehicle burglary.
Hold on.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Florida. 39-year-old woman in Florida got arrested for domestic battery, got into a heated fight with her BFF in the middle of the night. 39-year-old Florida woman Allison Swan facing all of these charges after she attacked her BFF and I guess roommate too. Happened at Port St. Lucie Saturday around 3 a.m. Yeah, that's a good time for anything. So Allison's playing video games in the living room. And the other girl's making nachos in the kitchen at 3 a.m. To which Allison said, it's too late to eat anything, and then made comments about her weight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the BFF, who's unnamed in this, took umbrage with that, to which Allison grabbed a handful of, quote, cheesy nachos, according to court documents, and shoved them down the back of her pants. And then they got in a fist fight. Yeah. Now, when police showed up, she tried to just claim that, no, I didn't do any of that. But they found nacho cheese inside the victim's pants.
Dum, 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 dum.
No alcohol involved in that one.
Weird search there.
No way. You know, pets do a lot to enhance our lives. They give us unconditional love, affection, fight random snakes from the bedroom, and should be rewarded as such. At this KB, a cat from Colorado has gone viral after she broke her tooth and the owner just couldn't let her go by in life without a good grill. She is now rocking a $5,000 implant and getting quite the boost of popularity. She's now an Instafluencer with over 10 million views on the TikTok.
Little kitty got a grill right there.
Uh-huh. Whoa, whoa.
Still, though. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let's go up to lovely little Denton. 36-year-old Denton, Texas man was recently arrested for good old-fashioned flashing. Had the trench coat going around. This happens in Denton from time. I swear. See this?
That's so
weird. This guy,
weird.
36-year-old dude in Denton, going around wearing the trench coat. And then, yeah, flashing first outside of a grocery store and then outside the local Arby's. The man had previously been arrested for similar incidents. Okay, in 2023. And this time was charged with obstruction.
Mm.
Evidently not enough obstruction.
We have the meat.
Dumb, 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 d